We got to die out to these fleshly desires and what the flesh is telling us, that we can walk in the realm of the Spirit, a realm of the anointing that He has called us to. He's called us out from among the world. We're to be separate. We're to be different. We're to walk in the Spirit and not yield our members unto the flesh, but we're to crucify the flesh. We've been adopted into a royal family. He calls us a royal family, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. We're not as the world, but we've been chosen. We've come out. We're different. And we're going to walk in the demonstration of the power of God. Somebody's got to realize that, hey, there's still wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. I don't have to cave in. I don't have to give in. When Satan comes roaring like a roaring lion, I don't have to cave in. I don't have to give in. I don't have to give in to pressure. I don't have to give in to this old flesh. But I'm going to crucify the flesh, and I'm going to hold my head up high, and I'm going to walk on because He's my Father. Hallelujah. I cry unto Him, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. He knows those that are His, and He calls us by name. Hallelujah. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. If you've ever been in a crowd or even on your job and you feel so much pressure and the powers of the enemy all around, but then after a while you connect with somebody. You just connect. The Spirit beareth witness one with another that we're children of the Most High God. We're in a royal family. Something else about the power of the Spirit of God. In 26 and 27 of that same chapter, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. Even the Spirit and the power of God will cause you to know how to pray. And times when you don't know how to pray, then the Spirit Himself will begin to pray and intercede through you. Isn't this wonderful? It is wonderful serving the Lord. We can't lose serving the Lord. We just can't lose. We find that there's power and there's victory. And as I said, even times when we don't know how to pray, then the Spirit will begin to pray through you. And sometimes it won't even be words. It won't even be words. It won't be a thing you understand. Sometimes it'll be praying in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes it'll be speaking in tongues. But sometimes you may just groan and groan and groan and not even say a word. And the majority of time, not always, but the majority of time, you'll know what you're praying for. You just don't know how to say the words. You just don't know how. Put it in words. How you feel and what your desire is and what your need is. But we're walking in the power of God. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And all of a sudden the Spirit of God begin to groan and begin to moan. I believe Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. It says a few words that He said, but for Him to get in such a shape that His sweat became as great drops of blood, I believe there was something more going on than a few words being said. I believe there was some groaning. I believe there was some moaning. I believe there was some travailing before God. Hallelujah. Before the Father. And you know, sometimes sometimes that's the way we are. You know what? We, as I said a while ago, we allow our trials to be much longer than they need to be a lot of times, simply because we don't get alone in the presence of the Lord, and we begin to groan, and we begin to moan, and we begin to cry. We can tear down strongholds. We can tear down strongholds. It's been given us. The power of God is within us. It's been given us the ability to get in touch with the Lord. It's been given us the ability that we can tear down strongholds over our home if you'll just take the time to use the faith that God has given you and recognize. You got to recognize the enemy's devices. You got to recognize, and then you've got power to torpedo those things that is coming against you through the Spirit and through the Word of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, as I said, it won't be the words you say. It'll be the realm of the Spirit that you get into. Hallelujah. It may just be crying. It may just be weeping. It may just be hollering out from the very depths of your soul. Hallelujah. As the Spirit of God begins to do combat against the powers of the enemy, but He's in you. He's dwelling in you, and you've got the power and authority over all the power of the enemy. We've got to exercise the faith that has been given to us. It says that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. When I begin to think about that, that's some kind of power, and it's living down on inside of me. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know about you, but I get kind of excited about that. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is dwelling down inside of me. Hallelujah. And telling me to go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Hallelujah. And we find the Spirit of the Lord, living down inside of us. And in Galatians 5, 22, 23, 25, it says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We've got to crucify this flesh. The flesh can't do anything it wants. You know, a lot of times people will go around asking questions, and they'll find somebody they can talk to that'll kind of agree with them. Says, do you think this is wrong? Do you think this is wrong? You think this is all right? You know why they're doing that? They want somebody to tell them to go ahead. They want somebody to tell them it's all right. If they get one person, well, they said it was all right. What does the Word say? That's what we've got to go by. What does the Word say? Let's crucify the flesh that the power of God might be even made stronger in our life, that it'll be active, that we'll be the witness that we need to be. And it says, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affections and lust. We live in the Spirit. Let us also walk in the Spirit. They sing that song, I love to walk and talk with Jesus each and every day. Well, I do. I love to walk and talk with Jesus every day. I love to walk in the Spirit. I love it. The deeper you get in the Spirit, the better I like it. The less of this world, the less that you're drawn away by lust of this world or temptations of this world, the more of a godly atmosphere you can be around. I love it. I love it. I just sometimes love to be in quietness. I just like for everything to be quiet, because you can sense such a presence of God wherever you are. whether it be in your home, driving down the highway, even sometimes when you can get alone on your job. When you get in that stillness, you can just feel the atmosphere of God. And when we get into a part of worship and praise, you can just feel the presence of God. When we praise Him, He inhabits in the praises of His people. In Jude, it says, "Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy." But then before that, I see that it says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." It says, He is able to keep you from falling. But then verse 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So there's something we have to do too. The power has been made available to us, for us. He's there. He says He'll keep you. But then it says keeping yourself. We exercise the power of Christ in our life through faith in Jesus Christ. We exercise what has been given to us. We exercise and use what has already been given. We walk in the demonstration of the power of God according to the power that worketh in us. The power of God is working daily, daily in our lives. It's been made available that we don't have to give in under pressure. It's been made available that we don't cave in the storms of life. It's been made available that when our kids aren't acting right, don't mean we lose our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It means our faith becomes stronger in the Lord Jesus Christ. These trials that you go through don't mean you become weak in your faith, but it means you become stronger because we are more dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ to carry us through. We are dependent upon Him. We are kept by the power of God, according to the power that worketh in us. And when the enemy says you can't make it, you just start thinking about, now, the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead dwells deep inside of me. Now, Satan, you must be crazy to think I can't make it. You must be kind of off your rocker to think I can't make it, because I can. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. I've got power over this sickness. I got power over this pain. I've got power to keep on going when my finances says I can't. Somehow I'm going to, because I'm going to trust God with my finances. I'm going to put God first. I'm going to be faithful in my tithing, my giving. I'm going to be faithful in coming to church. I'm going to be faithful in the things that God has ordained for me to be, because I find when I obey Him, in complete obedience, regardless what it looks like, He's going to make us the head and not the tail. He's going to bless our coming in, and He's going to bless our going out. He's going to bless everything that we set our hand to do, because we're being faithful to Him. But you know what? We got to be faithful to Him. We got to be faithful in the things that He's told us to do, to walk in the Spirit. If you want His blessings, we have to be obedient. In all things, we got to be obedient. We got to come into obedience. And as we do, and we put our faith and our trust in a living God, look out, devil, look out. Hallelujah. We know who we are. We know whose we are. We know where we're at and we know where we're going. Amen. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you this morning. We praise you, mighty God. What an awesome God you are, a God of all power. The greatness of your power, oh God, is present in our lives. The greatness of your power. So we're going to submit ourselves unto the greatness of your power and trust you, Lord, as our Savior, our Lord and Savior. And we're going to walk on and we're going to manifest the power of God that has been given in our lives by not being quitters, by not giving in, but by being winners and going over top for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor in the house today. Hallelujah. We're thankful for that saving grace. We thank you for that wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you make your way to this altar this morning? If you've got a need, I know one that's got the answer. Amen. Amen. He can supply all of your need. He's our healer. He's our banker. He's our lawyer. He's whatever you have need of. He said, I'll be your father, your mother, your sister, your brother. Whatever you have need of this morning, that's who Jesus is.